certainly in Anglesey, based on the people that I've spoken to, there's still a bit of a lack of awareness about the threat that is posed, about the extent of the licenses over the Surf Coast, about the fact that we simply have a moratorium in place and not a permanent ban. There's not a lot of knowledge as yet about the fact that we have Barwon Water extracting drinking water for Greater Geelong from a massive aquifer underlying Anglesey and related areas. And there's not a lot of knowledge about the potentially disastrous impact of fracking near aquifers and the potential for contamination. We've seen a lot of that coming out of the US. The more
And
information.
Queensland. Oh,
And
sorry to cut
Queensland,
in.
yeah. And the more information that comes out, the more alarming it gets, not the less alarming. And we're really engaged at present in this massive, totally reckless experiment where these activities are being undertaken without a proper understanding of the long-term impacts that they could have. And we're absolutely determined to ensure that CSG doesn't get a foot in on the Surf Coast. There are a number of other groups already actively involved in that space. We will be collaborating with them. We will be putting in a submission to the state government process, and we will be leaving no stone unturned to make sure that that dangerous and destructive and unnecessary industry never gets a toehold on the Surf Coast. The extraordinary thing that I've noticed as well is that you've had a real coming together of traditionally conservative groups like farmers, landowners in rural areas, and green groups, unprecedented. Obviously, they can see that there's a shared interest, and I think that really highlights just how corrosive and unnecessary this industry is. When you've got those allies that you wouldn't see to be natural bedfellows working together, you know that there's a massive problem, you know, palpably wrong. I mean, the idea that your average person in Anglesey or on the Surf Coast or in the Western District is some sort of tree-hugging, you know, extreme left-wing greenie, it's just utterly ludicrous. And the people that try to paint opponents of CSG in that way are obviously desperate to try and go down that route. It's obviously wrong. They're going to fail. And the sooner that the industry acknowledges that it isn't wanted and, you know, withdraws, the better.
Yeah, well, July the 10th is a critical date there. That's when the date for submissions closes. So there's going to be lots and lots of guidelines for people that want to put in a submission. And they don't have to be lengthy. But yeah, we've got to make sure that many, many people that are against it, we're not saying if you're not against it, don't put in a submission, but it's no use being quiet on this, because it seems if you are quiet, it's taken as that you support.
That's exactly right. And like many other things, it's going to be a case of, you know, rushing to CSG and repent at leisure, because you, once they get their toehold into our community, it's going to be a lot harder to turn the clock back and get rid of them than to stop it in the first place. And look, the reality is the coal seam gas and the resources that they're trying to extract are down there. They're not going away. There's no rush to get into this sort of thing. And in fact, you could make a very strong case out for the proposition that let's give renewable energy a proper go. And if renewable energy doesn't end up delivering what it promises, and it promises a hell of a lot with the rapid advancements in technology, that gas is still going to be there in 10, 20, 30, 50 years' time. So let's not, you know, in a reckless way, pockmark the Surf Coast full of drilling rigs that disrupt aquifers and, you know, potentially cause all manner of problems going forward. Let's take a cold shower, make sure that we don't embark upon this process until we're absolutely sure it's safe. And I'm a very long way from being persuaded that there is any indication of that as yet.